Dougie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
Hey, what's up everybody? How are you doing? Adam, how's been your day? That's if you're listening to this podcast at night, because myself and my guest, we're actually recording this podcast at around 10:30 p.m. Sorry, I said 10:30, 11:30 p.m. on a Saturday night to be precise. But it's been like a very hectic day for both of us, then we just have to come on. Then have you all been sorry I couldn't dish out one episode on Friday, but then so many things on my table, my bad, but I'm sure that will happen again. Even if it will happen, then I'll give excuse before time, but that we know all about that right now. Welcome to yet another episode of my podcast. I am Jerry Abbe. This is Jerry Abbe Space. I host this space, and as usual, you know, I usually have guests on my podcast. Today is no exception, and today is very special. While I was on radio, I used to say this thing whenever I'm having a guest on my show, I have a very special guest. But then this time around, it's on a podcast, and I'm saying I have a very special guest with me today. We've been wanting to do this for some time, but everybody has been busy, life has been happening. But then I don't know, let me just make welcome the one and only JD.
Like, it's amazing. It's just super amazing to be right here. And yes, this is the one and only podcast talking about the Jerry Abbe Space. And it's just beautiful, man. You've been putting out massive content back to back, like week in, week out. And it's just something to be proud of, you know. Yeah, I'm proud of you, man.
It's a lot of work, thanks. And just so you know, this is literally, okay, this is the first time JD is coming on as a guest on my podcast. But then he has been on previous episode. I'll drop the link in the description so you can go listen to his voice. There's this episode about where he actually gave his opinion on Valentine's Day. That my very first episode. Yeah. And I think there's one more again he did. Same thing, but then now he's coming on as a proper guest this time around. So welcome once again, my man.
Thanks bro. And yes, it has been a while. We've been planning for this, and it's just amazing that we are doing this today, and it will be a swell time. It has always been a swell time. Our energy is always top notch whenever we cross paths via the microphone.
And just so you know, back then while I was on radio, yeah, a quick story. Back then when I was on radio, myself and JD host the weekend show, and that was literally one hell of a show. The whole 90 lights look forward to. I'm not sure any show is still beating that show since we left.
Yeah,
we created magic, we created madness on radio, and all thanks to 90 lights, we were able to at least tag along till the very end. But then this is the radio, this is podcast.
Yeah.
But then myself and, if you know myself and JD, if you're conversant with us, you know myself and JD, whenever we actually on the microphone, is mostly about music. I think 90% about music, if you know us very well. And that's why we decided to bring it on podcast. Talking about music, but this time around, we are not analyzing music, we are not talking about albums, music that dropped. We're talking about music as a means of therapy. That's what we'll be discussing about in a very short moment. Though, like, you know, I really allow my guests to come first, talk first, before I put in my own opinion or I give in my own idea at the same time. So, JD, to you, let's start from music. What does music mean to you?
Yeah, for me, music is just one aspect of life itself. It's a universal language, something that as long as the rhythm is on and you can just feel it, it sends different sensation to your spine, and it's for relaxation, it's for meditation, it is for, sometimes it is even prayer point. It is something that takes you to cloud nine and brings you back, as long as you can relate to it. So it's way more than just a language. It's one aspect of life for me. Yeah,
that's true. Basically, I don't think I have a basic definition of music, but to me, I think music is music is literally just an expression of emotion for me, because music is literally actually having to do with whatever mood you're in, and that's why we have different genres of music. There's the R&B, there's the rap, there's the soul, there's the blues, there's jazz, and I'm a piano, and shit like that, you get. So that's good.
They have infusions as well. I mean, it's literally have infusion of the Afrobeat and I'm a piano vibe, and Nigerians are doing the most with that sound right now.
But then that, it comes down to wherever mood you're in. There's a particular song for you for whatever mood you're in, and that brings us to the major topic of the day, music as a means of therapy. So what would we have to say as regards that, JD? Let's just go straight to the point without wasting much time.
Yes, music as a form of therapy. Well, music has been a therapeutic tool for centuries. You know, it's not just something that started today. And there are evidence to also back it up, and it suggests that it can have positive impact on both physical and mental health. Yeah, music therapy is a form of therapy that uses music to achieve therapeutic goals such as reducing anxiety, improving mood, and enhancing social skills as well.
But would you really want to think of this music has really served as a means of therapy for Nigerian?
Of course, yes. Like, you know, every day when you wake up, or let me say every day the sun rises, there is always something that will make you want to feel anxious. I mean, a typical example is in Lapai right now. I school in Lapai, right? And for over 2 weeks, there has been no blink of electricity. And the reason is just simply because of wind pulling down the high tension, and the fact that there is no light, it has been halting so many activities. Like, so many things have been, it has made life a little bit difficult for students and the residents of this town. And I tell you that music can be a very good way, and it just let you know that, well, it all gets better pretty soon. It's just all about time. It's just all about, yeah, you just want to party. I mean, like, it puts you in a party mode. It makes you forget your present worries, and it takes you off all those depression and anxiety mode. And music really works. Really works.
So to me, I feel basically it goes hand in hand. Music as a means of therapy. Yeah, therapy is still another word. I think it's safe to say therapy is another word for treatment. Music as a form of therapy or treatment actually helps in depression and anxiety. And then from the research I've made over the years as regards music being a means of therapy, because it worked for me several times, to be very honest, I found out that there are literally different types of music therapy. Yeah, first off, the one I am familiar with is the analytical music therapy. And when I mean analytical music therapy, this particular thing encourages you to use an improvised musical dialogue through singing or playing an instrument to express your unconscious thoughts, which you can reflect on and discuss with your therapist afterwards, or whichever person you're discussing with. Another one I am familiar with, cognitive behavioral music therapy, popularly known as CBMT. And this approach combines cognitive behavioral therapy, that's CBT, with music. So in CBMT, music is used to reinforce some behaviors and modify others. Also, this approach is structured, not improvisational, and may include listening to music, dancing, singing, or just playing an instrument. Then last but not the least that I am so familiar with is on community music therapy. And this format is focused on using music as a way to facilitate change on the community level. It's done in a group settings and requires a high level of engagement from each member. Those are like the types of music therapy that I have been familiar with.
I think the community music therapy is has to do with much more of conscious music. You know, when Fouls released his particular song, Mr. Yakubu, right?
Yeah, we said we're featuring Vector.
Exactly. I think that's a very good example of community or music community therapist and other amazing conscious music as well. You can talk about Dave Black, Fela songs, you know, Idris Abdulkarim, Nigeria Jaga Jaga. These are examples of community therapy because they bring out that consciousness of and it's always good for social change and in our communities, in our society, in the country at large. Yeah,
that's true. So away from that, there's this confusion between music therapy versus sound therapy. They're actually similar, or they are two different things. Music is sound, sound is music, like we all know.
Yeah,
but then I think the major difference between music therapy and sound therapy is that music therapy is a relatively new discipline, while sound therapy is based on ancient stuff, you get. And now sound therapy used to archive specific sound frequencies, while music therapy focuses on addressing symptoms like stress, pain, depression, and so much more. You get. And now depending on the certification that exists for sound therapy are not as standard as those for music therapists. Then music therapists often work in hospitals, substance abuse treatment centers, or private practices, while sound therapists may offer their services as a component of complementary or alternative medicine. Now that's like the major difference between music therapy versus sound therapy.
You know, music is deeper than what we always think, and what we think about it is it's not just for entertainment. It is not just a move for social change, but it's a treatment on its own, and it works deeper, like into the metaphysical part of our lives, and it's just amazing. So if you don't love music, I don't know what you are doing to yourself. And one thing about music, again, it is super cheap. As long as you have a phone, you have data. In fact, you don't even need data. Perhaps you just have a phone. You can tune into a radio station. Sorry, we are radio presenters, right? I'm not trying to promote radio stuff here, but with just your phone you can tune into a radio station, and of course you'll listen to music for free. Yeah, it is that cheap.
Perhaps you have a television in your house, you have a decoder, and you can just switch into anyone that fits your mood at that point in time. Yeah,
exactly.
So let's just go straight into the final part here before we wrap up the pod, and let's just talk about the benefits of using music as a means of therapy.
Okay, so one of the benefits of using music as a means of therapy is that it's music and natural painkillers. You know, research has shown that it helped to reduce the perception of pain, right? Yes, it helped in stimulating the release of endorphins, and endorphins can help to reduce the perception of pains and can also improve mood and promote feelings of well-being.
For major benefit I know of guys as regards means of therapy, music as a means of therapy, is they increase positive feelings like calmness, euphoria, confidence and empowerment, and of course emotional intimacy.
So if you have a partner, or you can just fall in love with same music, and your emotional stuff will just increase. It's helped to stimulate it. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Like for example, let's cite a few examples. Let's say you're in love.
Yeah, you listen to a brand new music.
We have the likes of Ed Sheeran that can do it for you. We have the likes of who else? Which artist again? Please remind me one, JD.
There's Chike. There is.
Oh yeah, but people that don't listen to that's for people that don't listen to foreign music. Sorry, I think more foreign than Ninja songs. Sorry about that. Sorry, but not sorry. But okay, yeah, we have Chike, we have Chike, we have Johnny Drill and Ninja. If you don't do foreign, but if you do foreign, we have Ed Sheeran. We have tons of them, like international arts. If you're looking for
music,
John Legend. If you want to be if you want to be the kind of guy that is cold-hearted, we have the likes of Black Bones. Yeah, that's like my number one guy in Nigeria. We have the likes of Black
Bones. American Giveon, right?
Yeah, American Giveon. You have the likes of Giveon. If you want to be a gangster, we have Tupac Shakur. We have Jay-Z is really not into gangster life. We have Meek Mill. There's so much. Just look for the one you're in the mood at that moment. And I think, thankfully, that's why we have the likes of Spotify, Apple Music, Boomplay, want to help you. So you can easily just search for any kind of music. It's the mood. Just type your mood safe. Just search for your mood. Like music to listen to when I am sad. There are playlists for it. But then if you want to it for your mood, just kindly please slide into my DM. I'm available on all socials, but then I won't do it for you for free. I'll just listen. I'll collect just a token for me because you're listening to this podcast and you came to my DM. So that alone is like a minus how many percentage discount?
It's perhaps when they come to your DM, you do that. Depend on how I'm doing this for you. And perhaps depends on how committed or how religious the person is to the podcast. How about that?
Yes. I know some persons that have actually been listening to this podcast back to back. If you fall into that category, I'll know and I'll give you a major discount. But if you don't, I'm sorry. I've seen no. And I'll give you my normal price with just a little percent discount because you listen to just this episode and they're reaching out. So I guess that settles that part, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all right. So I guess on this episode, it's a wrap already. We don't need to actually talk much or do much. So don't call you back. But yeah, this little piece of information, I'm sure it has been educative a lot.
Yeah. Yes, I've learned so much, not just one or two. I've learned tons of things, you know. Yeah,
thank you, man. So just before I let you go, JD, first off, I want to say thank you so much for taking out time to do this with me, first off. And then one last thing, then
okay,
you dish out your socials.
Okay, so my final words for this episode is that keep listening to good music, feed your soul, feed your conscious and unconscious mind with something sweet. If you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling pains, if you're in a dark space, music has the power to bring you out. If you're feeling unmotivated, music has the power to skyrocket your feelings, your motivation, and you will be good. Yes, so just listen to music. It is free. It is almost free. I shouldn't say it is free. It is almost free. And someone said something to me some time ago. He was like, the free things are things that people take on serious. So take it serious. Be conscious that you really want some form or sort of treatment with music and you'll be good, trust me. All right, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, that is at @Ade_JDPrince. On Facebook it is @AdeDokunJamesJDPrince.
And I'm also available on all socials, Twitter @TheRealJerryAbe, TikTok @TheRealJerryAbe, Facebook @JerryAbe. I'm on Snapchat, I'm on Instagram @Jerry_Abe. In fact, just search for Jerry Abbey on all socials. I'm sure you definitely find me. And yes, we can also keep things going from there. Thank you once again for listening. God bless everybody listening to this podcast. You all are real MVP and family to me. I can't do this or I won't keep doing this if you are not listening to this podcast. So from the very depth of my heart, I say thank you. And yes, I will catch you in my next episode. One more thing, after listening to this podcast, please do well to share this podcast with one person. And don't forget to please leave a rating on Spotify where you're listening. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, where Google Podcast, Amazon, Radio Public, wherever please listen to podcasts. My podcast is available there. So for the last time, thank you. Bye.
It's a cheat code, like a face in a Rico. A hot nigga put a hit out, and another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them, about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bags, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting their